Chug.
Hello and welcome back to the Wizard Staff. I'm your host Guy.
And I'm Blake.
And we are two drunk novices who like to talk about EDH. We drink and swear, so you've been warned. Please drink responsibly when you're talking about children's card games. Tonight we're doing something just a little bit different, kind of taking advantage of the fact that there's not a lot of magic news to talk about, where we have to be very analytical and, you know, sound smart, but, you know, what we say is mostly shit sometimes. But Blake and I are just going to casually talk about what are some of the cool and fun other MTG podcasts that either we listen to or one of us maybe listens to more than the other. But yeah, just get out there, expand, you know, the different types of creators that you listen to, and, you know, maybe you'll learn a thing or two that, you know, we really can't teach you anything about, just because most of these people are smarter than us.
Well, I'll say this, like, the more people you listen to, whether you agree with them or not, and sometimes it's important to understand why you disagree with somebody, the more well-rounded and knowledgeable you're going to be. So it typically makes you a better person. So, like, that's life, but it also applies to Magic the Gathering podcasts. Like, just the more people you listen to, the more you're gonna be like, oh I didn't think about it from that perspective. That's true too.
Who knew listening to so many podcasts about children's card games could help your actual life?
I don't know about that, but yeah.
Yeah, but what are we drinking tonight, Blake? What are you drinking?
Well, I was in the store and I saw this bottle called Isolation Ale by Odell Brewing Company. And I'm like, oh, this is like a log cabin in the woods on the art. It's just like me. I'm in isolation. This is 2021, baby, the year of COVID. So it seemed fitting.
Very nice, very nice. Well, how does it taste? Does it meet your expectations?
No, I probably won't drink it again, but I really just got it for the label.
Okay, cool. I am drinking a wine. It is Stella Rosa Blueberry.
Blueberry?
Blueberry. I specifically got it for the fact that it is blueberry. I remember seeing a while ago on this Parks and Rec episode, Ben and Ron were out on a grapevine and they were, you know, testing some wines, and there was this blueberry one that came up, and I was like, blueberry? Like, I had the same thought as you, Blake, where I kind of questioned it, and they really seemed to enjoy it, and I was like, I wonder if blueberry wine really is a thing. And sure enough, I was able to find this bottle. I actually had to Postmates it because the store that I went to that was supposed to have it was out. So when I got home, I had it ordered to the house, you know, very fancy.
Oh, direct shipping. Ooh.
Yeah, but it's pretty good. I am quite happy with it meeting my expectations. Blueberry is one of my favorite fruits. I like to just snack on them a lot. And the taste is, I mean, it doesn't really have, like, that alcohol taste, which I think that's what could make this kind of dangerous, is, you know, it does just taste pretty good.
Let me just drink all of it.
Yeah, like, I cracked open the bottle probably, like, an hour ago to, like, do a little taste test, but I'm about one glass in, and I have, like, a half glass left that I'm probably going to be drinking throughout the podcast, but, like, in total, I will have drinking half a bottle of this wine today, and I think the best part, too, is, like, it wasn't that expensive. Like, maybe $16, $17 for the bottle. Mm. Yeah.
That's not too bad. Is it actually blue?
Well, blueberries, I know they are, like, you look at them on the outside and they're blue, but when you kind of, like, squish them up and make, like, juice, it is kind of, like, a darker, like, purple. And when you do that and then you, like, mix it with wine, because I feel like the base is still the grapes, but it just has like a very strong blueberry taste to it. Mm-hmm. It still looks like it would be like a red wine.
Okay, I just was curious.
It has like a little purple hint to it when you're like kind of looking at it from like a more shallow perspective, like when you like tilt the glass and you can kind of see like more light coming through, and it's got a little sparkling taste to it as well.
But it's not a sparkling wine.
I don't think that's the intention. No. All right. So, like we said, tonight we are going to be doing just something more fun, casual. We're not going to, you know, get into like the nitty-gritty of any kind of cards or details there. We're just going to talk about some of our favorite podcasts that we like to listen to. We're going to give a couple honorable mentions, just because we've talked about these podcasts so much, and we want to just reiterate the fact that we listen to them all the time, and we think that they're great resources. The first one is obviously Drive to Work. Mm-hmm. I feel like there isn't a episode where we don't mention that we've listened to Drive to
that
Work.
That we listen to it, yeah. Almost every
I mean, episode. You and I have listened to all the episodes at this point.
Yeah.
Which, counting, there's just a little over 800 recently.
Yep.
Two come out every week, and, you know, that's kind of what I do on my Fridays during work, is I just, like, put them in my earphones and listen to what Mark has to say. And you and I have literally done a whole episode already on Drive to Work, so that's why we don't really feel the need to, like, go into too much detail about it. But just to give a quick rundown, if you need to catch up, but it's a weekly podcast done by Mark Rosewater, Maro, the head designer of Magic. So when he was in office, he would record while he drove to work, and he covers from designing Magic sets, color pie philosophy, card archetypes, the different planes.
Just everything.
He has a wide, he really has everything Magic, and since COVID, he's shifted now to doing podcasts while he's at home, so it's Drive to Work Coronavirus Edition.
Mm-hmm.
And normally now the setup is, because it's a lot easier for him to get guests on, one episode will be dedicated to a guest, and then one episode will be dedicated to some kind of topic. Like, the most recent ones he's done, he's covered Angel's archetype, and he's just gone over the history of all the angels in Magic. And then I think he, like, just recently interviewed Olivia Gobert Hicks and Mark Katina. So, yeah. Again, easy to binge. The episodes were, like, 25, 30 minutes long. Sometimes they'd be actually very much longer if he was in the car, because, like, traffic would keep him up, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really just dependent on that. So, shout out to Mark. Thank you. Looking forward to many, many more episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second honorable mention we have is the Command Zone podcast, which, I mean, we've said it before, but if you're listening to us, you've probably already listened to them.
Yeah.
They're like the gold standard of Commander content, Jimmy and Josh. Notably, they're the first Commander-focused podcast and one of the most successful MTG YouTube channels. These guys are the real deal. They've also covered a wide range of topics and are often now associated with everything that WotC does when it comes to Commander. From early previews, showing off the Commander decks, being a part of those special announcements that they do. So, it's a good podcast too if you're on the newer side of things to start listening to. They really do a good job of like explaining, going over a lot of different cards and different reasons why you'd want to run certain cards. I know Blake and I are a little more picky when it comes to stuff like that, but they go over like all the cards that like they think all different types of players are going to want to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh also being on the CAG is the Commander Advisory Group, a prominent voice in the community, so if there are things that, you know, you want to see change, just kind of, like, send him a tweet saying, like, I want Leovold unbanned.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
This is now where I'm going to start sneaking in,
no.
Trying to get Leovold unbanned no. every episode.
No. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, Blake, do you have any thoughts on the Command Zone? Just because, I mean, when you were starting out as a Commander player, did you go to them often for different topics?
Actually, yes. When I first started back in 2015, like you said, they were like one of the first command-focused podcasts. And so they were really the only, like, one of the only sources out there for information. So I did. I binge-watched. I think they had about... Oh, crap. My numbers are going to be off. But, like, I remember I had to binge, like, a decent number of them. But I think I only had to binge, like, a 150, maybe 200 of them. And I was just so... I was just absorbing all of it that, like, I quickly blazed through all of that. And I've been watching ever since. And, you know, if you're just getting into the format, they... Like, Jimmy and Josh really do an amazing job communicating the complex ideas of Commander and making them very understandable. Sometimes I listen back to our podcast and I'm like, I didn't explain that very well to, like, maybe the average person. But Jimmy and Josh do a great job to, like, make sense to the average person.
Yeah, it's very clear that, like, they... Like, this is now their pretty much full-time jobs. I feel like when they first started, they were doing some other things, but it... seems like now they're just able to focus on this podcast and really, like, make it polished, which is great. It's a great resource for, again, anyone who wants to listen. And I'm glad that, like, WotC's giving them the attention that they deserve so that they can continue to make the awesome content that they do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jimmy and Josh, you rock.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that was a little corny, but, like...
It's accurate.
I had to do it, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So, now we're going to get into some of the other channels that you may or may not have heard of, and we're just going to kind of gush about them a little and, you know, talk about, like, why we love them so much.
Yes. And I have one quick thing to add, which is, if any of you are listening and you're, like, you're a content creator and we don't mention your podcast, please don't be sad. We are only going to talk about four of them. Like, we can't talk about everybody. I probably listened to... I think I made a list recently. I listened to, like, 26 Commander-related podcasts. So I'm like, I can't talk about all of them today. So...
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. I mean, we've talked about... I mean, like, shout out to Gio recently, who also has developed his own podcast. And he's been on the show before. Like, you know... There's just so many podcasts out there that it is kind of hard to really get into it. And we picked some of the ones that, you know, just came to mind immediately. We could easily do another episode like this in the future where we'd go over another four or five. And I think we might plan to do that. But just right now, as kind of a more easy, casual topic for us, we were just like, let's just pick four or five, do some, like, community shout outs because we don't do enough of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so if we don't mention you at this time, please don't be sad.
Yeah, for sure. We don't hate you. We just want to make sure that, you know, everyone gets the attention that they deserve at some point.
All right.
So the first one that we're going to give a shout out to is the CEDH cast. And the CEDH cast is an EDH podcast that is dedicated to, you guessed it, CEDH. Which is the competitive side of EDH. So, while Blake and I are not, like, the most fluent when it comes to that side of the meta, we still like to listen to what Brayden has to say about cards and changes that happen on that side of the spectrum. Brayden does a wide range of different topics or different types of episodes. Most notably, he has a Greedy Keeps series of episodes, and... This is where he normally invites a guest on who pilots a CEDH deck and then talks to them about the different strategies of the deck. And then he does a few mulligans with the pilot, and then they will kind of go over, like, why it would be smart to keep the 7 as, like, a first 7, or, like, would I mulligan it, and then, like, would this next 7 be okay? Which is very helpful if you are trying to, like, get into CEDH and you're like, what should I be looking for when I, like, have my first 7? And I mean, not just for, like, CEDH, I guess, in general, but, like, it's kind of taught me, like, I should probably mulligan more often when I don't think I'm going to have the best starting hand. Like, I feel like more recently when I've played games, I will probably mulligan at least once, if not twice, just so I know that I can see the next three turns and how they would want to play out for me.
Fair enough. So what you're saying is you always mulligan down to two.
Oh, yeah. I mean, two cards is better than one, you know?
Oh, my God, no. Yeah, but I agree. It wasn't until I listened to Brayden's Greedy Keeps episodes that I realized that mulliganing is much more important as you move towards the competitive end of the format. And that was just like a thing I never really realized. It's like, oh, whatever, you grab your first seven. Ah, okay, got some lands. Okay, you're good. But now I'm like, okay, maybe think a little bit more critically.
Yeah, like I used to just think like, oh, I got three lands. That's a good starting hand.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, oh, no, I should really think about like, what are the other four cards in my hand? And
what are my opponents doing? Like, does this counteract them in any way? Like, maybe think about that.
Will I actually have stuff to play on those turns? So, yeah, give those a listen, for sure. He did some single card reviews, and you might be thinking, that's hardly anything when, you know, there's so many cards that come out in a set. But what's good about these single card reviews, and on, like, the CEDH side of EDH, there's not as many cards that kind of make it into that meta. So when you do like a breakdown and like a set review, you can really kind of like get into the nitty gritty of like four or five cards of like why those are actually going to make it into the CDH meta. Like most recently he did one for like Mystical Reflection and Tybalt's Trickery and explained like, oh, these are going to be like some very nutty cards in CEDH and you should kind of like keep your eye out for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he will just kind of go on about them for like 9-10 minutes about those, where he really can kind of like explain all the different scenarios, and you know, you can now understand like why are those cards actually good.
I agree, where in CEDH there's a lot more nuance as to why you would or would not play a card, because like you said, the threshold to get into that top end of the format is just so high. Like, you have to have like really strong reasons to play this card over, say, another card. And I love those single card discussions, and there's almost always something like that a CDH reviewer will say about a card that I'm like, oh, that's one thing I hadn't thought of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so the best part about the CEDH cast is, even though that, you know, we aren't CEDH players, Brayden does such a good job of explaining things that I think a lot of casuals would be able to listen to it and understand. He has a lot of good information, and it's just very easy, digestible, where you can go through the content pretty quickly, and you just find yourself wanting more, and you feel like you've learned quite a bit. And Brayden is also just a very nice guy in general, so like, we've interacted with him before. He's been on our podcast for our kind of like CEDH 101. He did a great job helping us understand some stuff about CEDH and that we didn't know, and just breaking down the differences between casual and competitive side. He runs the CEDH cast Discord too, and I'm sure that it's free to join, I believe if you're a Patreon of the channel, you get a couple more special accesses of, like, you know, getting to talk about the different topics that he'll go over. But yeah, he has weekly videos, so keep an eye out for that. Just some of like the personal favorite episodes of mine, he's done one where he's gone over the Gitrog monster, which I've probably watched like 7 times because I just need to learn how to pilot
this deck.
Yeah, like, it's an expensive deck, and I own all the cards now, and I just want to know, like, okay, how do I play this to the best of my abilities? And I'm learning, but it wouldn't have happened if I didn't have such great explainers like Brayden and the guests that he's had on. He's interviewed with Kyle Hill and Sheldon Mennery before, who are, Sheldon being the godfather of EDH, and Kyle Hill being on Because Science and being a competitive player himself. Yeah, they're just fun, cool interviews that they've done before.
Totally.
Anything else you want to say, Blake?
Notably, Ian the former co-host, has moved on to make his own channel. That's just, Braden's made an episode explaining why. There's not any bad blood, it's just scheduling difficulties, schooling scheduling difficulties. They're both just very busy people, so they've kind of, at least for now, split apart. And they're just kind of doing their own thing, but Braden is helming that channel currently.
Yeah, that's good to note. On some of the earlier episodes, it was Braden and Ian, but due to, the scheduling difficulties, because I think Ian got a new job and, you know, they just weren't able to, like, line up their schedules where they're able to, like, record at the same time. They kind of had to split. But, you know, Ian's also great. I've watched some of his channel as well, where he's gone over all the different CEDH cards that have, like, come out over the last year. He does some fun gameplay videos as well. So, you know, if you like the CEDH cast, I would highly recommend checking out Comedian MTG. That's Ian's YouTube channel.
All right. So I'd like to keep the ball rolling, and I'd like to talk about our next podcast. That is the Legendary Creature Podcast. So it is hosted by Andy and Kyle, and they were one of the first Commander podcasts. Like, as we said earlier, Command Zone was the very first podcast, but like shortly after, Andy and Kyle made Legendary Creature Podcast. They were one of the first ones that I found and started listening to. Then they focus on Commander. So they are two chill dudes who like to talk about Commander in a really relaxed way. Note that they do swear, but then again, if you're listening to our podcasts where we're swearing all the time, you're probably okay with them swearing, so go check them out. The whole time, it feels super personal, like you're actually in the room talking with them. I think that's one of the strengths of their podcasts. It feels like you're in the room with them, like you're just chilling out with them, and like sometimes they'll go on like long-winded tangents where they just talk about something silly or something very personal, but you don't really mind it because like the general vibe of the podcast is pretty laid back. So you're like, yeah, let's talk about this tangent for a while, this weird thing, and then maybe circle back. So it's a great time. One of the coolest things that they do on their show, in my opinion, is their set reviews. So when a new set comes out, a lot of podcasts will do their set reviews. So if you listen to multiple set reviews, it can eventually start to feel very repetitive and like everyone's saying the exact same thing. And what makes the Legendary Creature Podcast's set reviews so unique is that they crowdsource their set reviews. And what do I mean by that? Well, their patrons on Patreon will fill out a form for a single card, submit it to Kyle and Andy. The two of them will compile them and organize those forms, and then they use those to, they just read out those forms one by one and make a set review that way. So it's pretty unique. I don't know of anyone else who does this. And it ends up, the set reviews end up being quite long, but I think it's worth it because it's interesting to hear the perspective of, man, how do I say this? Like, I don't know, just normal people, like more average players and their perspective and understanding of cards versus like two co-hosts who are always talking about the latest Commander set every single set. And I mean, there's benefits and strengths to each of those, but it is really cool where like just to hear like, you know, the average person's, average player's thoughts and for like understanding of a card.
And I think the nice thing too about what they're doing there is it is really community driven. Like, yes, you're invested once you get to like put in your own thoughts and then you can kind of hear it on the podcast. It really kind of like sense, it has this sense of like, I, you know, contributed, I did something, you know, I feel good about this.
Exactly. And that's kind of one of the things I was going to say last about this, which is I think they have one of the strongest connections between like Kyle and Andy, the hosts, and like all of the listeners. Their Discord is like super active all the time between everybody. They also do other stuff. They do personal deck techs. They do deck techs of their listeners. They do occasional lore videos and just really any random topic that they feel very passionate about. That's another thing I like about this podcast is that no matter what the topic is, Kyle and Andy are always just very passionate like every single episode. And that's just, I don't know, like even if you disagree with somebody, like you gotta admire someone who like has passion every single week for what they do.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's not, you're not bullshitting anything. You're really just kind of like saying what you feel. And I think that's, I mean, that's kind of something that you and I have always tried to do, is we don't, other than like the set reviews where you have to like talk about, you know, all the new cards that come out, we don't try and do things too much where it's, you know, just the standard. We want to pick our topics that like we feel
we
good
care about.
Yeah.
Maybe that doesn't interest the listeners, but we still are going to talk about it. So,
yes. Yes.
I will say one of my absolute favorite set of episodes that they do are their annual mispronunciation guide episodes. Usually they come out around February. I think they had to delay it this year. I don't remember the exact reason why, but it's kind of a joke in the community that nobody can agree on how to pronounce the names of certain cards. And so they basically ran with that idea, and they took a number of text-to-voice AI programs, and they run these magic card names through it and have them like say it like Nevenirl. Like they have five different AIs try to pronounce Nevenirl, and it's just, I'm not doing it justice. It's so damn funny. Like if there's any episodes you listen to, like go listen to those episodes. It's such, it made me smile every single time.
Yeah, I know that you have listened to them much more than I have. I've kind of just like picked some episodes casually, but they do seem like really nice guys, and I hope that, I mean, if you know, Kyle and Andy have ever listened to us or are listening to us right now, we are definitely open to collaborating with you at some point. Just love to like get down, you know, we can drink some beers and just, you know, talk about some bullshit.
Guys, is this entire episode just us low-key trying to shill ourselves?
Yes.
Okay.
We can't lie to our audience, Blake, and we can't lie to ourselves. You know, the people that we're trying to just like, you know, fan over right now. We gotta get that exposure, you know. We don't get money, we get exposure.
Oh my god. Who's the next podcast?
Okay. The next podcast is The Color of Magic, which is a weekly podcast hosted by Daquan Watson and Brian Allen. You might know Daquan most recently. We talked about him last episode, where he was added to the list of the Commander Advisory Group. So he is sometimes known as Power Dragon on YouTube or some other streaming platforms, mainly like Twitch and Facebook. But he's well known for like playing arena drafts, doing deck reviews, and going over the standard metagame, along with some like gameplay videos. And then Brian, who is the other co-host, is known for his YouTube channel and Twitch streams as well. And I know that he's recently been a guest on some other Twitch streamers who have done some Commander gameplay videos. And I mean, they're both really nice guys. I've been listening to them probably for the last year at this point. We're, as the Wizard Staff podcast, we are considered to be a Patreon of their channel right now.
Yep.
But so The Color of Magic is a podcast that focuses on gaming shared from a POC perspective, so person of color. And what's great about this podcast is that they tackle many social issues outside of gaming as well, and within gaming, and often have guests who also work on bringing gaming to, you know, POC communities and getting their perspective. I, as white males, I feel like, you know, that's something that I feel I've overlooked at times, and I think that listening to their podcast has been able to give me a different perspective. For example, just like in one of their most early episodes, they were kind of talking about why you shouldn't like judge someone for playing certain cards that they like bring to the table at like an LGS or something. Because like, so let's say they play something and, you know, you're like, oh, why are you playing that card? That's like trash, or like, that's not the most optimal card that you could be playing. And we've definitely been at fault for saying stuff like that before. And I know that we were like playing, kind of like being joking about it, but like, you know, if someone does play a card, it might just mean that like that's all that they have access to, because they're not spending the money because they don't have the money to play those kind of cards.
Yep.
And you just gotta like take those different, take it in for a moment to like think like, oh, why would I make a comment like that, or like why would I want to make someone feel bad about that for like playing a, and because it's a game, like, you know, we're not trying to like hurt each other here, we're like trying to bring them up. And I think that like Brian and Daquan do a really great job of just like, you know, giving that perspective every week. And I will say too that they don't just talk about Magic. Like, I would say that like probably takes up half of their half of an episode every time that they talk about it.
Yep.
And their podcasts are about an hour and a half long. But then they like go over other issues and just kind of like, you know, give their perspective as well that are more recent in the news. So highly recommend. I will say that I tried doing my standard of how I will approach a podcast sometimes is like I will just binge as many episodes as I can all at once. Like I'll just like start from the beginning and then I'll like get through them as like fast as I can. But they do talk about some pretty heavy issues, and so like just after listening to a few, you kind of have to like take a step back and like do a breather just so you don't overwhelm yourself, really. And you really get to kind of like take in the content, and you gotta get to reflect on yourself, really.
Yep, I agree. You're the one who showed me this podcast, and I think I know you just said, like you said, pace yourself, but I think I binged like the whole thing. And I was like,
oh.
Yeah, it definitely was like a weird experience, but a good one.
Yeah, so find both of them on different platforms, like I mentioned. Daquan does a stream on Facebook and not Arena. He does a stream for Arena on Facebook and on Twitch, so you can go check him out there. He hopefully, like, you know, now that he's on the CAG, he can start playing more Commander games, because I think we talked about this, but like I do remember him playing some games for the like Command Fest 2 or Command Fest 3 online, and I know that he hasn't played it as much, but you know, maybe he'll be playing that more often now just because he'll want to like bring some new perspectives to the table. And then Brian, you can also check him out. I think his YouTube channel is DL Caesar. He also does some streams, I believe, on Twitch as well.
Yes, and we'll make sure to try and leave some links to each of these podcasts in the descriptions. Yeah.
Yep, we will definitely make sure that if you want to listen to any of these, that you will have the necessary resources that you will be able to just go from this episode and say, goodbye, Guy and Blake, I'm never listening to you again because you just gave me some new podcasts to listen to.
All right. Speaking of which, our last podcast of the night, it is the Commander Theory podcast hosted by Nick and Zach. So these are two guys who talk about Commander specifically in a very focused, concise, and well-focused way. I'm trying to figure out how to describe this. They focus mainly on like the mechanics and like the card designs and like color identity and like sort of big picture ideas about the format. Mm-hmm. Like they're not really interested in lore or anything like that. They're mostly focused around like the more technical card designs and how they work. They do a variety of things. They typically do 2 to 3 part set reviews, so like as spoilers of new cards come out, they review them. They usually end up being 2 or 3 parts. They've done a series of interviews with members of the Commander Advisory Group, such as Adam Stibbs and Charlotte Sable. They've had Charlotte on a good number of times, and they've also had a number of members from the Council of Colors, such as Ethan Fleischer, Jules Robbins and Ari. And each of those interviews, they ask questions that are like very important and just allow the guest to speak a whole bunch about important topics. And it's been a great source for me, and I guess really anyone listening to that episode, of just like what the guests' opinions and thoughts are of things. And they always are really helpful. Some of like my favorite episodes are those interview episodes, but I also really enjoyed their deep dive into EDH Rec episodes, which interests me because that was some of the very first episodes that they've done, and they really do stand the test of time. Like, they really do hold up. Like, obviously the data's changed a bit, but like their analyses of in those series of episodes is like pretty spot on and pretty insightful.
Can you do kind of a quick rundown of what you mean by like a deep dive into EDH Rec? Like, do they pick one commander and then start going over all the different strategies that you can build around that commander? What are some of the like top synergistic cards? Like, what do you mean by like a deep dive into EDH Rec? Because I feel like you can do a deep dive on that website in so many different ways. But yeah, can you just clarify a little?
Yeah, so to clarify, yeah, because like, you know, there's the EDH Reccast podcast, and that's like their entire thing is to like literally analyze their own website. So for their EDH Rec deep dive, they specifically went by color identity. So they went by like monocolors and then described each of those monocolors, like their strengths and weaknesses and like the staple cards and just a lot of helpful insights. Then they went through by like each of the guilds, like the two color pairings, and then all of the three color pairings, the four color pairings, and then I believe they also did the five colors. And I can't remember exactly all that they said, but I remember I found them. I might just re-listen to those episodes after talking about this. Yeah. And then another one of their series of episodes that I really enjoyed was like quantifying color power level in Commander. So they basically tried to like take like each color, blue, black, white, red, green, and they tried to look at each of them individually and try to intersect them with the whole concept of power level in Commander. And that's a really difficult task to try and do. And I didn't necessarily agree with all of those things that they talked about, but a large number of them I did, and it really got my brain thinking in a critical way about the format. I think that's one of the things I personally enjoy about this podcast, is that there are some topics that they talk about that I just haven't ever heard on any other podcast. They're just very analytical minded and speak very clearly and focused. They also just kind of, because of that, just are one of the few podcasts that actually make me think critically and like get my gears moving.
Cool. So we are going to just kind of wrap up here. Like we said, we weren't going to spend a ton of time tonight talking about all the different podcasts that you could listen to. And if we didn't mention a podcast, you know, it's not that we dislike that podcast at all, but it just means that like maybe we can cover them in a future episode where we go over other podcasts. Because yeah, between me and Blake, we probably listen to all the different podcasts that are out there.
Oof, yeah,
it's just a matter of like how much time do we have to spend and like really go over like, you know, why these channels are great and why you should give them your attention.
That's kind of up to you to decide.
Yep. All right. So thank you much for listening. We hope you have a great night. We are the Wizard Staff Podcast. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube, and anywhere else that you listen to your podcasts. Make sure you leave a like and review, and you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WizardStaff101. And then you can send us an email at thewizardstaff101@gmail.com if you want to bitch and complain about how stupid we are. We hope you have a great night. We hope you get to listen to some of those podcasts that we mentioned, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.